Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. Good Sunday to every one of you. Appreciate you being here. As you heard, this is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. I've got some news right off the bat here, and as we'll start to get it off my chest. The first hour of Auto World here. I got some news here. I don't know if you've had a chance. You folks might have already heard about it. But the news is that, in fact, Genesis Communications Network, that's the syndication network that I'm on right now, is closing down. And that means, and that will be May 5th. So that means that Auto World only has three shows left. So, again, Genesis Communications Network is closing down May 5th, and that means that Auto World won't be there for you. I'm still here. I'm still around, of course. I'm not going anywhere, but that means you're not going to be able to listen and hear Auto World. So we're working on, unless we, you know, another network picks me up here, and some other things are in the pipeline, of course, but until at this point right now, May 5th will be my last show. I do want to say to all of you for, you know, thank you very much. I'm very honored and proud to have all of you, you know, support me and support the show and support Genesis Communications Network throughout the years since 1992, folks. That's a lot of airtime. Many 3 hours every single week. And, of course, Saturday and Sundays and sometimes, of course, some of our great Auto World affiliate radio stations that take Auto World. Thank you. I appreciate you for taking Auto World and taking me on other types of reruns days, and the podcast is there, of course. But again, we just want to thank all of you sponsors, Genesis Communications Network. But again, Genesis Communications Network is closing down, and today we're gonna have all 3 hours, and then in the next Sunday we'll have all 3 hours, and the third last show I'll be there, and we'll have another 3 hours for you. So anyway, I want to say thank you and I salute every one of you that have been with me for all the many years that we've been around. So today, not only that news, but we've got going to go on today. So I want to start off with congratulations to Ford Mustang. Yeah, I'm giving the Ford Mustang a hug today, folks. Why? Ford has sold 10 million Mustangs since 1965. Of course, as you know, we've talked about, I have here on the show, it started in 1964 and a half. It was the very first one out. Was last week or the week before, the family who bought the lady that bought the first Mustang. 10 million of them. Wow. Congratulations to you if you own one, or two, or three, or four, however many you own. Yeah. 10 million Mustangs. Wowza. I'd love to hear from you, of course, on your what you believe and what you think, what you feel that I should do in the radio business, meaning that I've had a lot of you over the years ask for more of Auto World, and also even on different time slots, in different days, different time slots. So please do put your 2 cents in, throw your hubcap in the ring here. My email, as always, will stay there too, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And then, of course, my Facebook page is still going to be alive in there. And my Facebook page is Mark Evans. And then we also have the Auto World Radio Facebook page, which I'm going to keep that rocking and alive and keep the heartbeat in it too for all of us. But today, did you hear the one segment we're going to do? Did you hear about the faulty accelerator pedal? The juice pedal's no good. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. And, well, there's another problem again for EVs. Something that it's really sad we don't really even think about this type of a problem, but I'm going to get to that here today on Auto World on the very first hour. And I have for you, too, Subaru, folks, on the other side of the spectrum of ICE, internal combustion engines, Subaru's changing it up. For you who like petrol engines. And again, today here on the first hour, Jeff Motorsports Bressler is back with the Auto World Motorsports Update. Has something to do with the number 4. I better write that down. Hang on a minute. 4. So stay tuned for that. He's good. Jeff is good. Jeff Motorsports Bressler. Going to go trackside. Find out what the 4 is all about. Yep. But right now, you know, again, trust is everything, isn't it? Or is it? This week, in my world, my auto world, I've had a lot of talking, as I do all day long, every day of the week in the Greasy Garage, with clients, customers, and I'm, of course, I talk for a living. I'm on the phone all the time. If I'm not on the behind this silver microphone, I'm on the telephone talking with you or customers, our clients, our friends, you, the old AW listeners, all of you, email me, as I've always asked you, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com to put your, you know, your 2 cents, your hubcaps in the ring of with your auto world and what's going on and how come and why. And I help you, of course. That email is always going to be there, folks. So even though we've only got 3 shows left, that email will be there for you. So stay in touch with me, with your car world, your auto world. I will still help you. 48 years of being a ASE certified master technician, and as I talk, every second goes along here on the radio side. I'm getting longer and longer in the auto world side, in the auto world radio repair side. Yeah, so I keep studying, learning, listening, and reading to keep up on what's out there in the auto world. So again, free consulting. I don't charge for consulting, so a lot of you do. Email me, do. If you don't understand the price of your bill or understand what they're even talking about. You know, I've called it right here behind the silver microphone, mechanic jargon, and it really is. I mean, sometimes I get carried away with that in person when I'm talking to one of my clients, and I have to stop myself and say, shut up, Mark. Talk normal. So I like to make sure that you understand we need to talk normal to you. Yeah, parts and the pieces. We don't, you know, if you started talking to me about your repair, your job, not the repair job that you need help with, which I'm there for you, but, you know, your work, I would have no clue, especially in the aspect of my friend is a contractor, and I was like, what the heck are you talking about? I don't know. And it gets right down. I'm just putting that beam right over there in the ceiling, Mark. So throughout the week, the months to come, the years to come, I'll still be around, still be here. Again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, we're gonna have a lot of fun throughout, you know, you and me and everyone else here. Got a lot of coast to coast that we are, and you folks across the pond. Appreciate again. I give you a big hug and salute you for staying with us since 1992. Okay, now it's time for the Auto World Reminder, the AW Reminder. Just remind you, folks, that 'tis the season for car shows. Yes, they're all now starting up, gathering again. Car shows, cars and coffee. I know some of you call it cars and brew or brews and cars. And you know, but it's basically car get-togethers. Shine them up, show them up, talk about them, share them with everybody. So the car shows have now officially started for the season, to the point of, you know, I don't know which one to go to. There's so many of them. So when you get out there, be careful, please. Do not get too close to them as they're parked and accidentally, you know, I know you want to look inside the windows, but be careful. The owner's sitting right there around the corner. Just ask out loud, who's the owner? I want to talk to you. They'll probably give you a ride. You might even get to be able to drive it. They'll give you the keys to it, and you can drive it. When we come back, I'm going to talk about that one word. It's called trust. I'm Mark Evans. This is Auto World. We'll be right back.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do, near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
I believe that car. Yes, in fact, that car got its name from the backfiring it did. I hope your car's not backfiring. Well, I know one of our listeners' car's backfiring. Jason, he reaches out. We've been talking through the week. One of our loyal listeners, charter members here at Auto World. Jason, thank you again for being a part of Auto World and tuning in and emailing. And been helping them adjust the valves, get the valves adjusted on a Chevrolet V8, older one. And that, yeah, if you have a flat camshaft, it's going to pop out the carburetor. The lobe's on the camshaft, folks. Yes, it will not. They're flat. That means they're not as high as they should be height-wise, and that causes the valves not to open up all the way. Bam, bam. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Okay, did you hear that segment we like to call here on Auto World? Did you hear in the news about the Cybertruck, Tesla? Yes, the go pedal, the juice pedal, the accelerator pedal trim recall. Tesla voluntarily here this last week issued a safety recall on the model year 2024 Cybertruck. That's right. It's the brand spanking new Cybertruck, folks. You might have just received yours in the mail. Well, in your driveway. The 2024 Cybertruck. To replace or rework the accelerator pedal assembly to ensure a significant force between the pad and the accelerator pedal to prevent the pad from dislodging. It's a recall. You know, it gets to the point, folks, here on Auto World. I mean, I do recalls for you like once a month, but it seems like every manufacturer has some recalls. There's one manufacturer that hasn't had any. This recall includes all the model year 2024 Cybertruck vehicles manufactured from November 13th, 2023 to April 4th, 2024. Now, if you're an owner, you can check if your vehicle is affected by entering your VIN number, the VIN, yeah, in either the Tesla VIN recall search, I'd recommend it, or the NHTSA VIN recall search tool. Okay, so what's the issue? How does it affect the truck? How does it affect your vehicle if you own one? I'm just highlighting that this is a recall on the Cybertrucks, of course, because it is. And I know a lot of you are saying, oh, that ugly looking thing. Oh, that good looking thing. Oh, I love that thing. I want you to, this is another fresh reminder here on Auto World that always check if your VIN number on your make and brand that you're driving on the NHTSA VIN recall search tool. But the issue on these Cybertrucks, when a high force is applied to the pad on the accelerator pedal, the pad may dislodge, which may cause the pedal to become trapped in the interior trim above the pedal. Now, is this something that should be recalled? I mean, oops, what'd they do? They didn't put enough silicone goop maybe on the rubber pad, or it didn't have the right button plugged in or something there? It's an electric truck, folks. If you just barely touch the go pedal, you're gone. It has to be correct. A little short story. I had a customer a long time ago. It was about 3 years ago. It seemed to me a long time ago. It was just a minute ago. Anyway, 3 years ago, I had a customer say, my car just doesn't want to go. Mark, the engine light's off. It's been running smooth. It shifts smooth. It stops good. It turns good. It doesn't have any rattles. But it just has no power anymore. Do you think it needs a tune-up? Well, bring it in. Let me look at it. See, use the eyeballs. It's one of our senses we have. And I'll take a look, and then we'll automatically, no charge, of course, no charge, just scan it. Plug that scan tool into that OBD2 connector and get some codes out of that bad boy. I didn't have to, folks. Guess what? Simple little thing that's happening to Tesla today on the Cybertruck. No, it wasn't a rubber pad that could be dislodged off the accelerator, juice pedal, go pedal. No. What happened was she, when no names were mentioned to protect the innocent, she, for some reason, every time she got in her car or whenever she did it, she might have been doing it while she was driving it down the road, the cheap, inexpensive driver's side floor mat, cheap. It didn't stick to the carpet that was underneath it. Every time she got in the vehicle or driving down the road, her foot, for some reason, kept pushing that floor mat up and up and up and up, way up. And she had that accelerator, that floor mat literally jammed all the way up underneath the accelerator pedal. So, huh. I grabbed the floor mat and unwrinkled the thing, literally pulled it out of the car, and I threw it away. After I told her I was going to throw it away. The floor mat was jammed up underneath the accelerator, juice pedal, go pedal. When she pushes on the go pedal, it wouldn't go anywhere because there was a floor mat up underneath the pedal. That's why her car had no power. Now, that's everything to do with the recall, huh? On her car. I fixed it. I pulled the floor mat out and told her, I'm throwing the floor mat away, by the way. I want you to get some WeatherTech. Ones that stick. Ones that are laser etched. Ones that don't move. She said, do it. I fixed her problem. And you know the thing about it? That's one thing I wanted to get to, which we will. The word trust. But first and foremost, I want to make sure that all of you understand that we're using this Cybertruck recall, the pedal trim recall, they call it, on the brand new Cybertrucks, on a pad that could come off the accelerator pedal and be dislodged, causing it to not go correctly. We're using this, I am anyway, to help you look at your floor mats. Let's see if they're all wadded up underneath the accelerator pedal. Maybe you're doing it purposely to save on gas, so your go pedal, juice pedal, doesn't go as far down as it should be. Yeah, well, get it out of there. Get some good ones. And that's all in the aspect of, now, a shop, a repair shop, a technician, a mechanic, service rider, whatever you want to call us in the repair world, auto world there in the service area, a trustworthy shop would have done what I did and told them that your floor mat is up underneath your accelerator pedal and just tell the truth. And then, of course, the other shops on the other side of the nickel, tails, because their tails always wiggling. We're going to talk a little bit about trust when we come back here on Auto World, because that's what it's about. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Oh, we're cruising. We're cruising down the road. Thanks for riding shotgun with me, folks. I'm Mark Evans. You're with me here, right here on Auto World. Before I get to the word trust, because I've been hit with that word quite a bit this last week, I want to kind of add on to the EV Cybertruck story that a lot of us don't really think about this, what I'm going to be talking about, when we purchase a car. We purchase an automobile, car, truck, to get to and from, and we don't ever think about, well, you do, yeah, most of you thinking about the range, yes, the range. On an electric EV car, what's the range? And then a lot of you with a gasoline car think the first thing you look at when you're buying the new one, of course, you're looking right at the sticker on the window, what kind of gas mileage does this get? Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? Range? One thing you never think about is that what's happening now. A lot of you might not, you know, we're not involved with EVs, are we? You're not? Okay, fine. We keep talking here on Auto World, I do, about charge stations. More charge stations are getting put up. More charge stations, more charge stations. That's right, because we need more electric charge stations for those electric cars. But one thing that's happened now and is happening, the community of EVs. Yes, the community, the charging social media network. The EV charging stations are getting vandalized now. They're cutting the cords, folks. Yeah. Well, that's one thing in the news was, well, Mark, there's not enough charge stations. And Mark, when I get to a charge station, none of them are, they're all out of order. Okay, so that's on your radar. And then you say, well, and then I pull in and I'm a Tesla and I got this Ford Mach sitting there parked in there and I got this Nissan Leaf using my Tesla charge stick. Well, guess what? Add one more thing to the EV problemos. Vandalization. Yes, they're cutting the cords now. Vandals. Severed cables hanging limp from the top of the charging station stalls. Unusable for you, the EV drivers who need a charge. What in the world is our world coming to? Come on! Who would need an electrical charge cable? Oh, they don't need them. They are just mad, maybe, about having EVs on the road? I don't know. But that's another thing on the list that you might want to think about. I don't know. These EV charge stations are probably going to be in a... Remember when the pop machine... Yeah, the pop machines, you know, Pepsi, Coke machines were mobile. They were at the old gas station sitting out front. Yeah, well, some of them are still there, but no, I don't think not, because you go inside the store to get your candy bar, the Snickers and the snacks and the pop. But I grew up with the pop machines being outside in a metal cage. Why? Well, because they didn't want the pop machine to run off. It's like a wild animal. No, it was because the vandals would come up and beat the living daylights out with a baseball bat. Or, of course, hey, let's stick my arm up in here and see if I can get me a free Pepsi. See, I was part of that. I didn't vandalize them. I wasn't part of the stick of armor. I owned those. I owned those pop machines, a couple commercial properties that I owned, and I had to put them in a cage because they would pry the door open with whatever they had, and we'd show up, the renter, I'm the landlord, the tenant would, hey, can you come look at your pop machine? Looks like they got into it again and stole $42 in quarters. Sure. Drive down. What do I see? Well, the pop machine didn't get out of its cage, but the cage was opened up. Oh, yes. The cage was opened up, and also the pop machine was opened up. And now we're attacking the electrical charge stations, I understand. Yes. So, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what that comes out to be. We're going to have to put the electrical cords, I guess, inside some kind of a cage so they don't get away from us. Trust. Trust. The word. Yeah. A lot of us, we've heard it. You just did. Trust. Well, you know, did all of you see the show, The Cars That Built America? Good show, wasn't it? It's still on. It's always going to be replayed, of course. I don't know, folks. I think we should call it The People Who Built America in the Car Industry. That's right. Trust. You, the people, built the cars. Then the cars was, you know, of course, put out there on the dealer's lots. Then you go buy them. But trust. This last week, it's amazing. I was complimented so many times I don't know what to say about it. It's like, well, I trust you. What's that? I'm just telling you the truth. You might not like to hear that your floor mat is shoved up all the way underneath your accelerator pedal and you have no power. I just throw this thing away, and I didn't open the hood and scan it and tell you a whole bunch of, oh, you need this sensor, that sensor, this sensor, this. You need that sensor. Oh, we need to do this. We need that. You owe me $14,000. No, it was just a cheap, a cheap-ass floor mat. Throw it away. You're fixed. No charge. That's trust, folks. You trust the person you're going to. You know, if you're an employer, do you trust that your employees are going to come to work? Of course you trust them to come to work. Oh, how about you employees? Are you trusting your employer that they're going to still be there? Are you trusting that your paycheck will still be there on the time that it says it's going to be there? Do you trust upon the time that you show up, or do you show up late? Everybody trusts that you show up early. You might even be there on time. Yeah. It's kind of like your favorite TV show. I guarantee you folks have a favorite type of show. Oh, maybe the one you're listening to right now. You do trust that I will show up at the time that this show, Auto World, is scheduled to be on the air. See, you trust me for that. And I want to thank you for trusting me for that, because I've been here on time. Because I want to be trustworthy. See, the thing is, I was a Boy Scout many years ago, and that was one of the, okay, I won't go there. Trust! Do you trust your coworker sitting next to you? You trust that your tire will not blow out because the manufacturer built the tire correctly, and that your thing you're sitting in, the car or the truck that they built for you, do you trust that they built it correctly? Yes, you do, don't you? Do you trust the gas station that they will be open and they will actually have fuel there for you? Do you trust that the EV, for you folks that have EVs, do you trust that the EV charger will not have the electrical cords severed and that the electrical juice will be there? Trust. So when it gets right down to it, you have to trust your technician, your mechanic, your repair person, it gets right down to not only the repair person on your automobile. Well, how do you tell if they're trustworthy? Oh, Mark, I've known him forever. He's trustworthy. Oh, she's great. She's trustworthy. Look at the color of their hands. Mark, they're really greasy and black. They must be doing this for a long time. There's some clues you can find out if they're trustworthy or not, and it's in their language. How they talk to you, how they look at you in the eyeball. I know texting really doesn't do that for me. It doesn't do it. Texting, it doesn't work. We're going to come back. Subaru, better known as Eurobus, is changing it up. We're going to find out what it's all about. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hope the judge is your best friend if you've got a fast, car. Yeah, fast truck. I mean, all trucks are fast now. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, right here in the Greasy Garage studio. Let's go trackside with Jeff, Auto World Brett's wrestler.
Hi, Mark. Hello, motorsports fans, and welcome once again to the Auto World Motorsports Update. Let's talk NHRA racing today. National Hot Rod Association racing. They're in the midst of my favorite 2 weeks of the drag racing season. Why is that? Well, it only happens twice a year. NHRA runs its Mission Foods drag racing series four wide at the Strip at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway and then at the ZMAX Dragway, its sister track in Concord, North Carolina. You may be saying, four wide racing, what a great new concept from the traditional two lanes. More pounding thunder, more race-like with four cars racing down the quarter mile at once. Congratulations, NHRA, for thinking out of the box. Well, sorry, folks. It isn't a new concept. Running four across was commonplace back in the 1960s at historic iconic drag strips such as Lions Drag Strip, Bud's Creek, Riverside, Byron Dragway, and many others. But for whatever reason, the four-wide concept lost favor sometime in the 1970s, but it certainly came roaring back in 2010 thanks to the late Bruton Smith and his Speedway Motorsports racetrack empire. They had the foresight to build four lanes at Las Vegas and Charlotte. The rare four-wide drag race has been a hit ever since Smith opened those two facilities. Folks, if you haven't experienced the nitro-burning race car in person, it is quite a spectacle. With the machine's ability to accelerate to over 300 miles per hour in less than 4 seconds, thanks to a whopping 11,000 horsepower that literally shakes the ground and grandstands. A pair running side by side takes your breath away the first time you see it. Running four across is even more intense and adrenaline pumping. Check your TV listings for Fox Sports 1 or 2 that cover NHRA and frequently replay these events. As a matter of fact, there's still time to watch the Charlotte 4-wide finals or check out a replay next week. I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Auto World Motorsports Update.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah. You know, 11,000 horsepower per car times what's a four? That would be 44,000 horsepower. Can you imagine the shaking the ground, but the person, the driver inside the cockpit? Your eyeballs are shaking in your skull. It is time now here on Auto World. Subaru. Spell it backwards. It's spelled Eurobus. That's just part of the fun we have here on Auto World. It's changed. Subaru's changing it up a little bit, folks. Yeah. See, I'm talking about the vandals cutting the cords on the EV charge stations. I'm talking about gas prices keep going up, etc. But Subaru, yeah, they're changing it up to the point that Subaru's new ignition technology could keep combustion engine alive. Pollution, carbon footprint. You know, we've all heard those words, haven't we? Yeah. Well, this brings us to our very current eyebrow-raising venture that Subaru's doing. Patent filed, yep, by the brand Subaru. They did file the United States Patent and Trademark Office. It's an ingenious take on the already unique pre-combustion system. Now, pre-combustion, have you heard of diesel before? You have. Glow plugs? It has to warm the cylinder up for the diesel to actually get a little bit warmer in order for it to start easier. Ah, Subaru. An efficient pre-combustion system that could achieve greater of many things in the future. The current automotive landscape, of course, nobody has it in a gas ICE engine, internal combustion engine. It does reduce emissions, which reduces waste, the carbon footprint again. Yeah. More importantly, though, it makes the combustion engine viable in today's environmental market that we're all concerned about as we want clean air to breathe. We do. Yeah. Now, so this is changing our game up a little bit in the aspect of, let's go back in time a little bit and talk about updraft carburetors. That's right. Like my 1916 Chevrolet. It had to suck the air up and the gas up. That's why it was called updraft. Now, how silly is that? How stupid? Put it where it is. So, you know, it was harder starting. And then they put a crank on the front of the thing and made you crank the crankshaft over to get it to suck gasoline up. Then, what if we put the carburetor on top of the engine and just let the carburetor gasoline drip down into the cylinders? See, they thought of the early days like they always feel now, but it's changed a lot with the combustion explosion. When the piston's going down to the bottom, it sucks, which that's what they thought the updraft carburetor would work correctly, which it did not. Then, of course, again, carburetor's on top, so then they made the Venturas suck fuel in and drip it downstairs, heading south, which it worked even better. Then they came out with TBI, throttle body injection. Then they decided, you know, on that brand or whatever brand you want to talk about, it doesn't matter. They put the TBI, throttle body injection, it looked like a carburetor, but it had nozzles that actually were electronically controlled and sprayed the gas. If you spray the gas, it's going to go in there faster, causing you to have more combustion, more oomph, more power, more torque, more horsepower. And then they said, wait a minute, what if we put an injector in each cylinder and electrified it? The size of a pencil back in the day. Now they're bigger. But then, so they did that. They put injectors in each cylinder and then they electrified them. So when that cylinder, like a spark plug getting fired using a spark plug wire back in the day, the computer tells it when to spark, and then the computer also tells it when to spray fuel. But when you first start your car up, it's cold. The metal's cold. Subaru is come up. They filed a patent. We'll see in the future if they do receive the patent on their new ingenious technology they have here as a pre-combustion chamber. Once you get the combustion chamber warm, folks, it's going to burn less fuel, less carbon footprint, less, can I say, exhaust, whatever color of exhaust you like, out the back end of it. And of course, how do you like that water, that condensation drip? That, look at the tailpipe after the show and see how much water is coming out of your exhaust pipe. It is like an air compressor in my repair shop. As soon as I turn it on, it sucks the air that we breathe and condenses it in the bottom of the tank every night. You have to drain it, and what comes out of it is water. That's what's coming out of your exhaust pipe. If we get that cylinder a lot hotter, well, then the ignition cycle will be hotter, and it'll burn all the fuel in the combustion chamber, and there will be no waste, including water. Nitrous oxide, NOx, in the exhaust. I think Subaru's come up with something like they state that, in fact, Subaru's new ignition tech might, ignition technology could keep the combustion engine alive, even more so. I know a lot of you own Subarus, and they work. I appreciate you being here, folks. The garage door is getting ready to go down. Again, two more shows of Auto World, because Genesis Communications Network is closing down. Let me know what you think. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And on Facebook, again, is Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me right here every week. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.